第一篇讀經，聖保祿致腓立比人書。腓立比的地方呢，是一個大部分是外教人住的地方。聖保祿規化他們的時候呢，所有的基督徒呢大部分都是腓立比人、羅馬人，就不是猶太人的大部分。這個城呢就比較富裕一點，所以聖保祿呢平時他不收禮物的，但是這個城他們給他接濟他，因為聖保祿他做那些帳幕的工作的，他是帳幕的，平時去到其他地方他費事給他們一個負擔，但這個城呢可以支持到他，他又很樂意接受他們。那今次聖保祿寫信的時候呢，已經是在羅馬坐緊監的，那這個地方呢就派了一個人呢就去服侍保祿，添當自己出錢啦。咁即聖保祿好欣賞呢個城嗰份大方。咁聖保祿對佢特別一種感謝啦，佢話：我祈求即為佢哋代禱啦，願你嘅愛德日益增長，即係感恩佢哋嘅支持啦，充滿真知識同埋各種識見，希望即佢能夠在主的話語裏面找到他們的靈魂那種的光，找到他們平安的地方。聖保祿祝賀他們能夠有這一份聖言的一種 的效果。當然啦，今天聖保祿同樣一樣是祝福我們每個人都能夠在聖言之中能夠成長，我們的愛日漸增長。日漸增長呢表示不是你一次就到岸了，其實最重要都是每天重新開始，重新開始這個很重要的。我們很多時候覺得已經行多不少步了，都力水夠了，即是不需要那麼努力，其實如果走福音的路呢是不斷的，昨天的已經跪低，今天新的開始，好像今天新的一樣，第一天認識聖言，第一天這麼高興，這麼充滿那種喜悅，爆炸性的樣子，不是是這樣即管行啦，這樣不是，是要爆炸性的。我們求主賜我們這份的心力。 So todayPaul to the Ephesians, praying for them that their love be increasing day by day and that they have the better knowledge of God. This is a greeting from St. Paul from the prison in Rome. And this Philippia is a place that he started a church there. It's a pagan city, but well off.So he's welcoming the contribution from them. Usually he doesn't accept any contribution from the other churches because they are poor. But this one is well enough. So he accepted and then he thanked them and he's praying for them. So I think it's very important that what Paul is inviting them to know better the word of God, increasing day by day.This charity towards God, towards one another. And the best way is always saying, start from today, right this moment. As if the first time you do the will of God. If the first day in a religious house, it's always fresh, always new.